All right, so Pesach David not here tonight, but last night he asked the question that the we had a statement that there were five things, and it mentioned six items, remember, for the Mishnah. So one girsa is that it's six items, so one girsa is not chamisha devarim, it's shisha devarim, so then the problem's all removed. But with the five items, so the way the Maharsha brings down is that, or I saw the Maharsha cited, that two of them are the same. And the two that are the same are, I think, Das Minim and Avodah Zarah. Those two are the same. All right, that's the piece with that. And, okay, now let's go over the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom, the Beis and the Beis. So, so we mentioned, everybody knows this from the Haggadah, we mentioned the exodus from Egypt at night, on nights. So Amr Blazor Nazariah, Rein Ifen Shum Shanam, Luzachit Shetamiri Yisrael Balaylot, I'm like 70 years old. So we know the Gemara later on says that he was 18 and he became head of the Sanhedrin, and then he, you know, had all his white hair. Although the way the Rambam learns is that he was working so hard at his Torah that he actually aged, and then it showed what he was. So Harayani Finshushanavlo was Zachit Shtemir Yisrael Balaylot. So Zachit is either I didn't prevail on my opponents, or I didn't merit that Yisrael should be said at night. Adshadra Shabin Zoma. Shinamar Lamantis Court Yom Seh Chamir Yisrael Koy Mechayecha. This is in order that you remember the exodus from Egypt all the days of your life. I feel like the Haggadah here with this. Yimechayecha Yanim. Yimechayecha is the days. Koy Mechayecha Alelot. So on one side of the equation we have Rablaz and Azari and Benzoma, and that's day and night. So you have to mention this story by day, you have to mention it by night. But Chachamim Omrim, Yimeichayecha Olamazeh, Kol Avi Limon Mashiach. Chachamim say, Koy Meichayecha means in this world, and in Limos Mashiach, you have to mention it. So the implication is that the other side, which is the one we're going to focus on, which is Benzoma and Zomazariah, that you don't mention Limon Mashiach. In other words, we mention Yisrael Mitzrayim now, when we get to Limos Mashiach, we won't mention Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay?
So Chachamim Omrim at night also, or no?
So it's an interesting question. Yeah, so the simple shot is that they hold not that way. But another way to learn is that they also agree that it's at night. Like, see, remember we said with two ways to understand those Zachiti. So Zachiti didn't merit. In other words, it could be the Chachamim would also agree that it's at night, but they were looking for a source for it. I don't know what else to say. But the simple shot, they hold just, it sounds like Lachor just during the day, and then the most Mashiach. That's the way it sounds like. So the Gemara says, Tanya Marla Ben Zoma L'Chachamim. So Ben Zoma said L'Chachamim. Ben Zoma says day and night. He says, V'chim Askir Yisrael B'limon Mashiach. Do we mention Yisrael in time Mashiach, as you contend? He says, V'lo Kvar Nemar, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Hine Yomim Ba'im Namashem, V'lo Yomru O'r Chai Hashem Asher Allah Ben Yisrael Yisrael. They won't say God lives who took the Jews from Egypt, which is what you are... you know, you were propounding. He says, "Kim Chai Shem Asher Lava Shrevi Yitzerabe Yisrael Me'eret Safona Umikol Haratzoda Shidachtim Sham." That God lives, who took the Jewish people from the lands of the north and all the lands that they were dispersed to. So it sounds like something. In other words, you Chachamim maintain there's a din of mentioning Yisrael Mitzrayim and Mos Mashiach. From the pasuk, it doesn't sound that way because nobody's going to mention it anymore. He says, "Amru Lo." So the Chachamim said back to Ben Zoma, Losh Tekeri Yisrael Mekoma. It doesn't mean that Yisrael Mitzrayim will be totally like obliterated and it will be a zero. Elosh Teishibin Malchiot Ikar Yisrael Mitzrayim Tafilo. What the pasuk means and what we maintain as well is that Yisrael Mitzrayim will be like sort of like secondary, right? It's like, in other words, the key is the Shibud Malchiot here means like from Edom. In other words, we're in the Shibud of Edom, so that'll be the biggest ghoul that we'll speak about. That'll be like even, and then Mitzrayim will be in the background. Kiyotze Boa Tomer. Now the Brisa continues. Similarly, we have a similar pasuk. It says Loi Kerei Shemcha Od Yaakov Shemecha. That Yaakov won't be your name anymore. Yisrael will be your name. Right. He says, "Lo sheyakir Yaakov b'mekomo." It doesn't mean Yaakov was totally uprooted. El Yisrael ikar v'Yaakov tafelo. It means Yisrael is the main name, but Yaakov is still a name floating around the same way. This is again the sheet of the Chachamim that when things get changed, the other name is still in the background. V'cheinu omer, and similarly, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that supports this. Al tizkru rishonot, in other words, don't mention the earlier ones. But kadmoniot al titbonanu. Now, the Gemara explains how Tizkur Rishon is a Shibud Malchiot. In other words, now here he's using Shibud Malchiot different than we did a few lines before. Before we mentioned Shibud Malchiot meant like from the Galus Edom, the current exile. Now he's using Shibud Malchiot, the old Malchiot, the old Galuyot, like Madai, Babel, Yavan. So the Pasuk is saying, Al Tizkur Rishonot is the Shibud Malchiot. In other words, you won't mention anymore like the old Galuyot, that we won't mention. The Kadmoniot Al Titbonanu, the earlier ones don't contemplate Zuyitzias Mitzrayim. So it used differently. It was in the future, you won't mention Babel, Madai, Yavan, that'll be a zero. But when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Titbonanu, don't contemplate it, don't delve in it, but you'll still mention it. That's supporting the Shita Chachamim. Now, the next Pasuk in Yeshaya says, I'm creating something new, it'll grow from there. So here we're interrupting Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught a brayse, Zumachemet Gog Umagog. Like there's, that it's in the Pesukim and in the Navi, but also in the Chazal teach us that there's going to be a terrible milchama either before Yemos Mashiach or after Yemos Mashiach, and it's Machlokin among the Mefarshim, which it is, and Gog Magog means Gog from Eretz Magog, is the way the Mefarshim say. So there's going to be a terrible war, will either herald Yemos Mashiach or come following the Mashiach. So now, we're going back to the Braisa. So again, we're going with the flow of the Chachamim. Not that Yitzhak Shrine will be zero Yemos Mashiach, but it'll take, like, in the background, the secondary place. So, Mashalamah Devar Domeh, what is it similar to? Ladam Sheh Mahalech Baderech, it's like a person traveling on the way. Upagabo Zaev, he encounters a wolf, dangerous. Benisalmeru, he's saved from the wolf. Vayam Misapir Beholech Maasei Zaev, and then he's walking, and he's telling everybody, thank God, Baruch Hashem, I was saved from the Zaev. Pagabo Ari, then he encounters a lion. So it's more dangerous. Venitzal Mimenu, you say from that. The Masapra Holech Maasei Ari, he's telling, I can't believe over the, I can say from lion, Pakabo Nachash, now he encounters a snake. Now the Gemara takes it that the snake is the most dangerous of the whole. In other words, in order to save yourself, the hardest one is to save yourself from the snake. I guess it's like a sudden bite, you're dead. So he says here, Venitzal Mimenu, you say from the snake. Shachach Maasei Shneim, Vayam Masapra Holech Maasei Nachash. So he forgot both of the first two cases, and he's just telling you about the Nachash. So he says, Av Kach Yisrael, Tzorot Akron HaMashachot HaRishonot. So later, in other words, the later Yeshuot of the Mashiach will eclipse the earlier ones.
Is it going to be greater than the earlier ones?
Well, right, it will be greater than the earlier ones, and it will eclipse it.
But it seems to say it's going to forget it instead of...
Yeah.
Which is like the Chachamim, it's not saying he bonanu, it seems saying Al Tizkru. That just seems like what the Mashal seems to be saying.
Yeah, so right. So within the they had Mefarshim on this thing. I'm trying to remember what it said. One second. They had, okay, in a minute. So the Zaev, and then the Ari. Shneihem, I was. In other words, like. When he has his Ev and then he encounters the Ari, it doesn't say that he was shocheach, that he forgot the Zev. In other words, he did Zev and then
he's
he
not talking about it anymore.
He doesn't say that he forgets it, but then when he sees with the Nachash, then he forgets the first two incidents. But anyway, the bottom line is, you have to say, you get the main idea, that one thing will eclipse the other, but according to Chachamim, you'll still remember Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Okay,
now... Didn't we learn took care of the Nachash somewhere?
What? Say again, what?
Didn't we learn one of these guys took care of the Nachash somehow?
Yeah, I think it's coming up. You mean Reb Hanina ben Dosa, the serpent. It's coming up in this Masechta. Wait another 2 weeks, okay? Or 3 weeks. Where are you going?
I'm going to see my sister-in-law of Yerutz Hashem in Florida.
Right.
And then to Dallas afterwards.
Well, how long are you going to be gone?
A week and a couple of days.
So you may be back in time. I think it's
the seven-headed serpent.
What? No. That's something outside of Torah. Anyway, unless there is a Gemara in Kedushin like that.
That's Kedushin, actually.
Yeah. There is a thing in Kedushin like that. Okay. 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 So let's take a look. So the Gemara says. Now this is Brisa continues. Avram, who Avram, B'chila nasa av la'aram. In other words, Avram is a contraction of av la'aram, that he was like a father to Aram. That's where his either his birthplace or where he grew up. There's machlokin among the mafarshim. Where was Avram Avinu born? Was he born according to the Ibn Ezra? I think he's born in Ur Kasdim. According to Ramban, he's born in Haran. So the but either way though, he's at least raised in Aram. Aram Naharayim is Yir Nachor. So at least he's like yeah, Av L'Aram. Ulbasof Nasa Av L'Chol Olam Kulo, and then he becomes the Av L'Chol Olam Kulo. So this is going with the idea. This is going like with the Chachamim that you're not going to forget the original thing, but it's just you have like another name. Sarai, he's Sarah. Sarai is Sarah, but Chilin Nasa Sarai Umata means Sarai like my officer, you know, for her nation. Ulbasof Nasa Sarai L'Chol Olam Kulo. All right, now we're learning a different brisa. Tani bar kapara. Now this is going differently. This brisa is going to be like Reb Blasim ben Azariah and Ben Zoma. So tani bar kapara kol kori la Avram Avram over be'esei. In other words, you get the new name. The old name is like history. He says whoever calls Avram Avram, the old name, he's over be'esei. He transgresses an essay. Shenemar vayashimcha Avraham. The essay is your name should be Avram. That's your name. Reb Lezer Omer over Belav. Reb Lezer says he transgresses a lav if he calls him Avram. Shnemar v'loi kreo et shemcha Avram. So the Gemara says if that's the case, lamiata kreo l'sara sarai hakanami. So if that's the case, if a person calls sara sarai, so are you also? You should also be over on the essay of a lav. Yet the Tana of the Brisa doesn't mention that. So Sarai Hakanami, Hatam Kuchabrichu Amar Li Avram, Sarai Yishtchalo Tikrat Shema Sarai Ki Sarai Shema. It was over there. There's a personal discussion that Hashem has with Avram. He says, "You Avram should not call Sarai. Her name is Sarah, but it's not like a lav in the Torah, an essay in the Torah. The earlier statement is V'lo Yikarei Odet Shemcha Avram. Your name shall not be called Avram." And he says Vayashemcha Avraham. Your name will be Avram, like for every. He says here, Elamiata Kreli Yaakov Yaakov Hakanami. So the Gemara says if you get a new name, so the old name is like history, so if you call Yaakov Yaakov, you're running into problems. So Shani Hatam the Hadra Hadre Kro. So over there the Pasuk goes back and sort of like reestablishes the name. It says the Chiva Yomer Lokim Yisrael Barod Alayla Yomer Yaakov Yaakov. Then even Hashem says your name was Yisrael, but notwithstanding that he says Yaakov Yaakov. So we see the Kodesh Baruch Hu calls him Yaakov. Matib Rabbi Yosi bar Avraham, Mitim Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida, Atah Hashem Elokim Asher Bachar to be Avram. So there's a pasuk in Nechemia that you're Hashem, that you chose Avram. We just said that, you know, Avram is like poison, you can't mention the name anymore. And yet, in the pasuk in Nechemia, since Atah Hashem Elokim Asher Bachar to be Avram, we have this pasuk in Pesukim Zimra. So Amar Lei, Hatam Navi Hud Kamasada Shvachi de Rachmana, Maidahava Meikara. That over, in other words, the pasuk is just relating, like, the praises of Hashem, the whole history of what took place, what, you know, what the name was. So he's saying that you, Hashem, had chosen when his name was Avram, you chose him, and then he became Avram. It's just like a narrative. Okay, 1 minute. Hadra lach meimatai. Okay, the questions, I don't think we did. What's up?
Yeah, when it says you're over on a lav, or you're missing an essay.
Or you're mevatel an essay,
You're mevatel an essay, right?
Yeah.
Does the Rambam count these as mitzvot?
So, let's take a look. I don't see that it's. I don't see it marked off in the Rambam, but this represents the opinion of the Brisa. All right.
So Sarah's name wasn't fully changed.
No.
It's changed. You're not over anything.
Right. In other words, it's changed, and the implication is like it's history. But if you call her Sarai, you're not over on an essay. You're not over in a lav, according to the Shad of the Brisa.
Told Avram.
But Avram, you're over an essay in a lav. Okay. All right. Let's go further. All right, we're up to the next parak. Congratulations, you all completed one parak in Masechet Brachot. Only 8 more prakim to go. That's right. The first parak in Shas is correct. Okay. Hayak korei b'Torah v'gizman ha'mikra. Now, if a person was studying Torah, he's reciting, he's reading the pesukim in Chumash, v'gizman ha'mikra. And now the time comes where it's Zman Kriyat Shema. So he's reading Pesukim early in the morning, and now it's Zman Kriyat Shema. Im kiven li bo yatsa. So the Tanna Mishnah says, if he has Kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, he's Yotze. So, Lechora, it sounds like it sounds like it's working with the idea of mitzvot srichot kavana. All right? Okay. So it sounds like it's working with the idea of mitzvot srichot kavana, that for mitzvot, you have some kind of, but we'll see in the Gemara. Okay. Now, baprakim means bein haprakim. You know that there's like sort of like sections in the Birchos Kriyat Shema. You have bracha rishon, shni, the Mishnah will spell it out. So baprakim shoel ne akavod umeshiv. So we don't know fully what this means, but the way the Gemara is going to say is that if you're bein haprakim, and we'll see, like bein haprakim being the first bracha and the second bracha, that would be bein haprakim. That would be bina prakim. So ba prakim shuel mnei kavod. So if there's somebody that kavod etiquette would require me to ask, you know, say shalom alecha, I could say hello to him, umei shiv, and it goes without saying that I could respond to him because of kavod. This is going to be the first opinion. Now again, the Magen Avraham says, this is talking about earlier times when people were very machbid about greeting people and things like that. Today they're not so machbid with these things. Uva emtsa, if you're in the middle of the prakim, we're in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Mem Aleph Shaya, okay? Okay, va emtsa shoel mnei ayira. If you're in the middle of the prakim, I can be shoel mnei ayira. I'm afraid if somebody's going to harm me, so I could say, you know, shalom alecha. He says umeshiv, and then I could respond also because of yira divrei Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, va emtsa shoel mnei ayira. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I'm in the middle of the prakim, then I can be shoel mnei ayira, like Rameir said. So I have a lower threshold to respond. So in other words, if somebody has greeted me and it's just like somebody like Kavadik, so I can respond to him. He says, Uva prakim bein haprakim, who is between the prakim, he says, shoel mnei kavod, there the threshold is lower. I can be, in other words, yira is on a higher level than kavod. So I can be, so bein haprakim, Rabbi Yehuda is more mekil than Rameir. So they both agreed to initiate the greeting. So they have the same standard, and that's bein haprakim because of the kavod, bein haprakim the yira. But they disagree on the way to respond, on the responding. So Rameir holds I can only respond for the same grounds that I could initiate a conversation, and Rabbi Yehuda holds I can go down one notch. So if I'm b'emsa prakim, I'll be shol mnei yira, but I can be meishiv mnei kavod. If it's bein haprakim, I can be shol mnei kavod umeishiv shalom lechodom. I can respond to anybody bein haprakim. Now the Tan explains what's bein haprakim.
Wait a minute. The first baprakim and then the last baprakim. Why is this paragraph starting and ending?
In other words, it's going A, B, B, A. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's doing.
You're right. That's common. Okay, now. Elohim bein haprakim. These are the bein haprakim. Bein bracha rishon l'shniyah, between the first bracha and the second bracha. Let's say in the morning, it would be between bracha tashem yotzer hamorod and avarava upar ashkenazim. Okay? Now, bein shniyah l'shma, or between habocher bein Yisrael and shma, that would be also bein haprakim. Bein shma l'vayam shemoa, between the first paragraph of shma and the second paragraph. Bein vayam shemoa l'vayomer, between the second paragraph and the third paragraph. Bein vayomer l'emet v'yatziv, or between the third paragraph of Shema and the next bracha, which is emet v'yatziv. Those all bein haprakim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bein vayomer l'emet v'yatziv lo yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Between vayomer and emet v'yatziv, you shouldn't be mafsik. And the Gemara, not today, will go through and say why it's so important to be hold that together. Let me finish the mission, okay? So I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, Lama kamash parshat Shema l'vayam Shemoa. Why is it that the first paragraph of Shema precedes the second paragraph? But we'll see that they're not arranged, you know, in their order that they appear in Chumash, because Vayomer is totally out of order. So why do we put the first paragraph before the second paragraph? So you accept the yoke of heaven, and then the Ol Mitzvot, you say Vayam Shmo Tishmu Mitzvotai, so then you accept the Ol Mitzvot. Vayam Shmo Vayomer, the second paragraph to the third paragraph, Shevayam Shmo Noheg Bein Vayom Vein Balayla. It means Vayam Shmo contains the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah by day and by night. And the third paragraph contains the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which is only by day or Beged Yom, either way. He says, okay, what do you say?
So as Radav Atenu was part of the last...
Right, that's all one bracha.
That's one bracha. That's the Gula
L'Tfila. It's Gal, the bracha of Gal Yisrael begins with Emes V'yatziv in the morning and finishes with Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael.
Now, from all this, are we getting that to go from Ohev Amo Yisrael to Shema is just as important as Geula L'Tfila?
Where did you see that?
We're calling Ben Aprakim the same.
Wait, I'm losing it. Wait. So tell me what your diuk is here.
Here, they're very happy not to answer a main to the,
right.
In this shul.
Right.
Why?
At which point?
Right before Shema.
Right.
Right.
Why? That's what a lot of poskim say, that it is an important chibur between Bokher and Sobiyava. So a number of poskim say that the Machaber holds, it's Machlok the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber holds that you should say the bracha together with the Shlich Tzibur. And so you don't have to, in order to avoid answering Amen. In other words, you want to create that chibur between Bokher B'mon Yisrael B'Yava and Shema. I mean, one simple idea you could say is like Hashem chooses us with love, and then we have the mitzvah to love Him. It's like a loving relationship, you know, B'Havta Hashem Elokecha. That would be, you know, one way to say it, okay? All right, now, let's just get into this slowly. Let me, if you feel it first, can you give me, I need a sitter, like the Hebrew one, and also, can you give me Chelek Aleph in the blue Mishnah Berurah? Okay. No, lower, there we go. The right, the Aleph, yeah, thank you. No, right, there you go. Aleph there. Okay, and can you give me, like, the Yitzchak Yerei sitter? On the other side. Okay. On the other side of the room. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So why was the distinction? Why would Vayavim Shema go first if it was Yom and Laila and Vayomer is only Yom? Why does that make a difference?
I only need one sitter. Okay.
Well, maybe we need.
Okay. Fine enough. In other words, it makes sense if one paragraph is teaching me a mitzvah that's 24/7. So in other words,
just more kavod, basically.
In other words, one is teaching me a mitzvah that's constant, and one is teaching me a mitzvah that's not constant. I'm going to do the mitzvah that's constant first. That's what I'm saying.
What about the fact that it teaches inim and
so
those five things that we just spoke about?
Yeah, and so that was a chashivas, and so you want to say that should put it in front of the second paragraph?
Those are some pretty important mitzvah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, I don't know. All right, let me see if we're looking at the Gemara.
There's a mitzvah to media, too.
All right, I don't know what to say. All right, now, the only thing is like this. See, the mitzvahs that you mentioned,
the five.
Yeah, the five and the six. Let's go back. You see, it's Mitzrayim. It's a little tricky. See, the thing about Minas and Avodah Zarah, those are lavim. Or in Mrs. Essay. I don't know. Let me leave it. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, three lines above where it gets wide. Okay. So the Gemara says, Shema mina mitzvah trichot kavana. So from a simple reading of the Mishnah, now there's a machloket, or in the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah. So over there, Rava or Rabba, depends on the girsa, holds hatakeh l'shir yetzah. Let's say on Rosh Hashanah, I picked up a shofar, and I happen to like a melody, tkia, trua tkia. I just like blowing tkia, trua tkia. And I don't blow it l'shem mitzvah, I just like the sounds of it. So my yotze the mitzvah, because I blew it shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you know, all the right tekiyo. Now that's why I just happen to like those sounds. So, but I'm tokei l'shir, I like, because I like the sounds. So my yotze are not. So over there, Rava holds that mitzvah ain't srichot kavana. So here, it sounds like our mission is saying mitzvah srichot kavana, because we said if I was reading the psukim, and now it's this man for kriyshma, if I have kavana b'yotzei, I'm yotzei. Meaning, if I don't have kavana b'yotzei, I'm not yotzei, right? So it sounds like not like, so Rabba or Rabba, whichever one you go, is an Amora, and this is the Mishnah. So let's see back. The Gemara says, Shema mitzvah srichot kavana. So mayim kivein libo likrot. So it says, no, we can deflect the proof. What does the Mishnah mean in kivein libo? It means that you just had kavanah to read. So the mean likrot v'hakakari. What do you mean? He is already reading. What do you mean he had kavanah to read? Bekore lagia. So it means he's in other words, im kivein libo, he's reading it because he wants to correct the text. He's not doing it l'shem kriya. So in some way that type of kavana is like a weaker kavana, or the way Tosfos learns, I'm reading it like, in other words, I'm reading it to correct the text. I'm not even reading the words properly. So, like if you look in Tosfos, he says Bekori Lagia, the third Tosfos. So Tosfos says Al Kei Nira Bekori Lagia Shein Kori Bateva Kil Katan Uchinu Kudatan Al Kechti Batan Kari Ki Lavin Bechaser Veiter Kmo Le Totafat Umezuzat. In other words, So he's saying, so the Gemara is saying, im kivein libo, if he had in mind to read the words properly, he's yotze. Not that it means kavanah is the way that Rabbah will explain our Mishnah. Not that it means after kavanah be yotze, but I'm a chavein to read the words properly. Or the way Rashi is learning, I'm having kavanah to do reading as opposed to reading just for purposes of correcting a text, is the way Rashi wants to learn. In other words, it could be another type of kavanah doing the underlying action. All right, back in the Gemara. All right, two lines before it gets right. So Tana Rabbanan, Kriyat Shema Chichtava Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that a person has to read Shema in the original Hebrew. You have to recite Shema in the original Hebrew. But Chachamim Omri Mechol Hashem. The Chachamim say you can recite Shema in any language. So, and you see the halacha is like the Chachamim. Although the poskim do say that since we don't know how to translate a lot of the words, like l'totafot and things like that, so it's better to read in the original in Hebrew. So Chachamim Bechol Lashon. So my Tama de Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe says it has to be in Hebrew? Amar Kra Vayu Bavayetan Yehu. It says, Vayu Adverim Ha'ila, they'll be the way they are now. They have to be like this. For Rabbanan my Tama, what's the reason for Chachamim to say could he be in any language? Amar Kra Shema Bechol Lashon Shata Shemea. So Shema means, you know, listen in any language that you understand that works. Rebbe Nami Aktiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with the raya from the Chachamim? Ahumi ba'ilei hashmalo aznecha mashtamotzi mipicha. He requires that you have to make it audible to your ears what you're motzi. In other words, that according to Rebbe, in other words, the Shema has to be audible. I have to be able to hear it to myself. Rabbanan savri la kamanda amar. I'm sorry, Rabbanan Savri Lahu, I didn't rewrite. The word was like blocked off. Rabbanan Savri Lahu, come on, the Amar Lo Hishmi Lo Asno Yatsa. The Chachamim hold, they don't hold from Rebbe's drasha, that you have to verbalize it, but you don't necessarily have to hear it. It's like a lower level. Well, the Rabbanan Nami, I mean, a lower level of audibility. The Rabbanan Nami Haktiv Vayu. So what does the Chachamim do with Rebbe's Raya? Vayu, please, okay, Vayu. Hahumi Bayat Lahu Shlo Yikra Lama Freya. That they Vayu, that I shouldn't read the words out of order. So either it means that the psukim would be out of order, in other words, maybe I'll read the psukim backwards or you know, all furmished. Or the other way is that within the psukim the words will be all furmished. Like Rashi says, you know, so everything says shouldn't do the mafreya. Rebbe shall yikra mafreya minale. Where Rebbe agrees that you can't read the mafreya, where does he know that from? Means either, like it means out of the proper order. Out of the proper order. What?
That's it.
Well, it's usually used backwards, but retroactive. it means like
out of order.
Yeah. So he says, Rebbe Shlo Yikral Mafreim Anali. Where does Rebbe know that you can't do it? Naftali mi Devarim Ha Devarim. So it could say by you Devarim Eile Ashenokim Sali Yom. It says Ha Devarim. Rabbanan Devarim Ha Devarim Lo Darshi. They don't darshan that. Okay. Now Lameim Bar Disav Rebbe Chol Torah Kulam Chol Shon Nemra. Now Rebbe says that Shema has to be in Hebrew. So the implication that if the Torah is teaching me a specific word, and Rebbe says the word is Vahayu, that Bahayata, the way they are now is the way I have to read it. So the implication is if the Torah requires me elsewhere to read it, it doesn't have to be in Hebrew. And therefore the Torah has specifically teach me by Shema that it does have to be in Hebrew. If you would think that in all recitations have to be in Hebrew, why would I need the word Vahayu? So the Gemara thinks that it must be that Rebbe holds everything else can be in any language. So the Gemara says not necessarily true. Itzrich mishum dechtiv Shema. I could say that Rebbe holds everything always has to be in Hebrew, but here we have the special limit of Vayu because we have Shema. The other word Shema, which could lead me astray according to Rebbe. Now, just a minute. If you look at the second last Tosfos, it says Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, but they said Bechol Lashon Nemra. So Rashi says it's talking about when you're reading the Torah. That's what we're thinking. That Rebbe would hold, I could read the Torah in other languages, but Tosfos doesn't think it makes sense. Da Ezra can't create a Torah. Kami da Ata Ezra Vayu Lamali. So if Ezra's been talking, creates the Torah, so what do I need this whole drasha Vayu for all the centuries before that? So it's interesting, I think the Rambam says that it was established even by Moshe Rabbeinu, I think the Rambam says, but he says, but anyway, Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, mari parshan v'chuyav in l'krot d'oraita. Tosfos says, the Gemara is talking about those sections of Torah that are required by the Torah, Moshe Parsha Zachor. Then the Gemara is not saying, maybe Parsha Zachor could be in English. Inami mikra bikurim ubi dui maaser parsha chalitza, or mikra bikurim, you know, the person says arami oved avi, that whole recitation that you have to do, or vidui maaser is biarti hakodesh ben abayit, and in Hebrew, and parsha chalitza, he says vantava amra kachi salish, he says the recitation he has to do. or he says me'eni b'mi lakim shem lakim l'chiv shem Yisrael l'vavar yami. So he says the mitzvah of a pichayin called shon emra. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. Now, wait a second. Okay, four lines from the bottom. L'me'imr d'savir rabban l'chol torah kulam l'shon ha'kodesh nebra. Now, the chachamim will have a learned limud shema, that I can recite shema in any language. That means the default must be that the rest has to be in Hebrew. She says, the Isak Kodayim called Shon Nemra, because of every recitation is always in any language. Shema the Katabrach Banalamali. Why do we need a special limud here by Shema? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily the case. It could be that everything is always in every language according to the Chachamim. But he says, certainly has to teach me Shema, Itzriach Mishum Dechtiv Vehayu. In other words, since this is the word Vehayu that could lead me astray like Rebbe, so the Torah could put Shema in as a corrective. In other words, Vehayu might lead me to think that it has to be in Hebrew. So here, Shema tells me no, it's in any language. All right. Now, second line from the bottom.
The rest of the Torah?
In other words, it's not Mukrach. The rest of the Torah could, in other words, the Gemara thought that maybe the Chachamim hold the rest of the Torah has to be in Hebrew. But it said no, it could be the Chachamim hold the rest of the Torah could also be in any language. And Shema is also in any language. So why do I have Shema? So I have Shema because of Vayu. Okay, now. So two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Vayu Shlo Yikral Mafreya. So the Gemara has a drasha, we had this earlier, that was within the Chachamim, right? So the Braisa says, Vayu, that you can't read the Mafreya, you can't read the Psukim or the words out of order. Hadavarim Alev Avecha. So now the Gemara shifts gears. We're talking about Kavana, the meaning of the words. So there's a Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah, and there's a Kavana for the meaning of the words. So now we're talking about understanding the words. I'm focusing on the words that I'm reciting. Alev Avecha, Yechol Teikol Parsha Tzricha Kavana. I might think that the whole parsha, the whole first paragraph needs Kavana. Tamlomar Ha'ele Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Mikan Ve'elachin Tzricha Kavana the Reb Lazer. So here the right, the Siddur does come in handy. So let's open up the Shema. So
first paragraph is the whole
Reafa. Wait. Listen. Okay, we're on page 37. So the Gemara says, I would have thought. So Alev Avecha means that I understand it. In other words, these words are going to be hard. If I don't understand it, it's not Alev Avecha. So he says, I would have thought that the whole first paragraph has to be with Kavana. So Tamalomar Ha'ele, Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ele, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana. Up until Ha'ele, you need Kavana. So it's Machloket among the Mefarshim. Does he mean the first two Psukim? Does he mean Shema Yisrael, the Hafta, I need Kavana? And then Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ele, I don't need Kavana for? Or does he mean the first three Psukim? So in other words, so again, we have the Tana Reb Lezer. Yeah. The Tana Reb Lezer either holds that I need Kavana, understand the words, for the first two Psukim or the first three Psukim. What's wrong?
First Pasuk is Shema.
Right.
Then Vahafta.
And then Vahayu.
Right. Okay. So either it's the first two Psukim, up until the Pasuk that contains the word Ayahayila, or includes that Pasuk as well. So if you look at Rashi, Ad Alev Avecha. Rashi learns the first three Psukim. And if you look at last Tosfos, Tosfos says, Ad Bechol Ma'odecha. Tosfos says, until the second Pasuk. Okay? So it's Machlok and Rashi and Tosfos. All right? Okay, now, Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, and I didn't agree, Artsul said here, I think a mistake, they said Amar Le, that's a little Aramaic slipping into the Brisa. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer, turn page. Okay, we're on Yigamu
Beis. My Artsul says Amar Lo.
Oh, Amar Lo? Oh, yours is corrected. I guess I have an older Artsul in front of me. Okay, so he says, Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer, Asher Nochi Mitzavcha Yom Alev Avecha. It says in the Pasuk, Asher Nochi Mitzavcha, that I'm commanding you today Alev Avecha, so Tosfos says, the first Tosfos, that if it would be just like the first or second Pasuk or even the third Pasuk, it says that which I commanded you in the past is in the present, so I'm commanding you and it's going on, the command is going on, so it's relating even to the Pasukim afterwards. So the way he understands it, Rabbi Kiva understands, I have to have Kavanah for the whole first paragraph. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so we're going to have a lot of Rishito. Just remember the different Shito we had so far.
Isn't that how we hold?
We're going to see in a minute. So Abba Rabba Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan Halachik Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yochanan says in Rabbi Yochanan Halachik follows Rabbi Akiva. The whole first paragraph. Now, Ikidamani law, aha. Some say the statement Rabba Barakhan and Ryokhanan, that looks like Rabbi Kiva, went on the following braisa, not the one we did before. The Tanya, Hakorit Shema, Sarich Shia Chavein at Libo. If a person recites Shema, he has to be Chavein Libo. Now, the Mepharshim have a machloket what this Tanakama holds. Some say he holds the first two paragraphs, I have to have the Kavana. Some say the first three, all three paragraphs, I have to Kavana. But Rabbi Acha, Mishur Rabbi Yehuda there, Kiva Shekivein Libo Beperek Rishon Shuvei No Tzarech. Rabbi Acha says that if you have Kavanah in the first paragraph, then you're okay. So concerning that, Amar Rabbi Rachan Rabbi Yochanan Halachik Rabbi Acha Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So we had another sheet. So we had either the first two or three psukim, the first paragraph, or two or three paragraphs. Okay. Now Tani Idach, we learn another brisa. Now this gets tricky. Tani Idach, Vayu Shelo Yikra L'Mafreya. So Vayu teaches me Shelo Yikra L'Mafreya, like the Chachamim, that I can't take it out of water. Al Livavecha, Rabbi Zutra Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvot Kavana, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvot Kriya. So if I translate it, the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Zutra means, but it sounds like he's saying, up until this point, I have the mitzvah just of Kavana, we think without Kriya, this is the first paragraph. Mikan Ve'elach is the second paragraph, I have a mitzvah of Kriya. Rabbi Yoshi Omer,
Ad Kan.
Yeah. No. Paragraph is the way Rashi learns, right? He says, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvah Kriya, the Mitzvah of Kriya is in the first paragraph, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvah Kavana. And then I won't even recite it, but I'll think about it in the second paragraph. So the Gemara says, Maishana Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvah Kriya. Now, focusing on Rabbi Zutra, so why is it Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvah Kriya? Why in the second paragraph do I have a mitzvah of recitation? Dechtiv L'daber Bam. So l'chora, the reason for that would be because it says, later on, the second paragraph, "Liman temo tamenichem l'daber bam," you teach your children to speak of it. So hakanami aktiv v'dibar tabam. But in the first paragraph, it also says v'dibar tabam. So it doesn't make sense to say that one paragraph I have a kriya, one not. So the Gemara says haki kamar. This is what Rabbi Zutra meant. Ad kan mitzvot kavana ukriya. Then the first paragraph, I have a mitzvah to have kavana and to recite it. Mikan ve'elach kriya below kavana. But for the second paragraph, I'm only admonished to read it. Not, and it's always nice to have kavana, but even not necessarily with kavana. Okay, now umayshana. Now we're focusing on Rabbi Yoshia. Umayshana ad kan mitzvot kavana ukriya. Actually, I didn't read right. Umayshana ad kan mitzvot kavana ukriya.
First paragraph.
1 second. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. Right. Now, Umayshna ad kan mitzvot kavanu kriya. Why is it in the first paragraph that there is a mitzvah of kavanu kriya? So now we explain what he meant. So Umayshna ad kan mitzvot kavanu kriya. Why is it that Mar Zutra says, or where is it, Rebbe Zutra? Why is it that Rebbe Zutra says, the first paragraph if I have a mitzvah of kavanu kriya, Dehtiv alav avecha v'dibar tabam. So the alav avecha means I have to focus on it, and v'dibar tabam is recited. Hatam nami aktiv alav avchem l'dabir bam. In the second paragraph, I also have those same terms. So Ahumi Ba'ilech for Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says in the second paragraph, I need the words Al Labab Chem, which is Kavana, for Rabbi Yitzchak's Limud. The Amar B'Stam Temet V'Ray Eila Al Labab Chem Srich Shtei Shsima Kenegalev. Teach me that my Tefillin Shel Yad has to be near the heart. So Al Labab Chem. So it's not available to teach me any Kavana. So again, so Rabbi Zutra holds the first paragraph. I need Kavana and Kriya because this is Dabir Bam and this is Al Vabecha. In the second paragraph, I just need Kriya because it says Labir Bam, but Al Vabecham is tugum for its filling. Now, let me go further. Amar Mar, six lines above work is medium wide. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvot Kriya, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvot Kavana. So in the Braisa, Rabbi Yoshi said, up until here, the first paragraph, you Mitzvot Kriya, and now, in the second paragraph, Mitzvot Kavana, just I'll think it over. So Ma'ishna Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvot Kavana, why is it in the second paragraph I have Mitzvot just to think about it? Mishum Dethiv Alav Avchem, Hachanami Akhtiv Alav Avecha. But the first paragraph also says Alav Avecha.
You should also have Kavana for the first
one. It said.
And the first one just says Kriya.
It says the first one is just Kriya, the second one is just Kavana, right. We think. So the Gemara says, Aki Kavar, this is what he means. Ad Kan Mitzvot Kriya VeKavana. In other words, in the first paragraph, I have a mitzvah of Kriya and Kavana. Mikan Ve'elach Kavana below Kriya. So Rabbi Zutra said, they both agree the first paragraph, Kavana and Kriya. But Rabbi Zutra said, the second paragraph, I have Kriya without Kavana. This Rabbi Yoshi says, second paragraph, I just have Mitzvah Kavana below Kriya. I'll just think of the words. Why is it that Rabbi Yoshi holds the first paragraph, I need both? The Chtiva Alubavcha, Medibar Tabam. Hatam Nami Hakhtiva Alubavcha, Medibar Bab.
The second one also has it.
Right, both terms. Hahu b'divrei Torah k'tiv. So over there, so in other words, the key is that each one uses one of the terms for a different limud. So the previous sugya said alav apkem was teaching where the tefillin goes. This is l'daber bam, the pasuk that says v'limatam tamidechem daber bam, who b'divrei Torah k'tiv, is teaching me about teaching Torah to my kids. V'achi kamar rachmana. This is what Hashem is teaching me. Agmiru b'naichu Torah, teach your children Torah kihechi deligru subuhu. So they'll speak it out. So the bar tabam or the daber bam is not available for Shema. I'm using it for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. All right.
That's a daber bam.
Okay. Now, all right. Now the first meaning wide line. Tan Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ad Kan Sricha Kavana Leiv Divrei Rav Meir. So this now the Tan Rav Meir holds. Okay. I just need kavan in one pasuk, right? It's a different opinion. So I just need the kavan in the first pasuk. He says, "I'm a Rava, halachic Rameir." So Rava says halach follows Rameir. Okay, so let's review a little bit now. So we had a lot of different shito and how. So Rameir and the halacha does follow Rameir. In other words, so Rameir holds I only need kavan on the first pasuk.
What about Baruch Shem?
And also Baruch Shem, it'll come out Baruch Shem you need as well. Then we had the Tana Reb Lezer who held I need kavan either in the first two or three pesukim machloket Rashi and Tosfos. Then we had a whole bunch of Tanayim who held that the first paragraph. Shakla Parsha Kula, right. So that was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the first paragraph in Ikavana. Then we had the Tanakama of Rabbi Acha who held that I might mean two or three paragraphs to have Kavana. All right, all right, so let me just do a little halakha with you a little bit.
Yeah. So what does it mean to have kavana without kriya? You can just think it?
That would be that opinion would say that. We don't hold that way. That would be that opinion. Right, in other words, you're focusing on the words. You're thinking,
You're not saying it.
You're just
thinking of the ideas.
Well, you're thinking of the word. You're looking at the words like it's like when you read a book. Word. So he says, so Simon Samach Sipay. What's that? Right, this is one thing, but then there's another one. There's another one. I forget this one. Seventh Gimel Dalet. Yeah, so the Chaver says in Siman Samach Gimel, Ikar HaKavana Hu BePasuk Rishon. The main Kavana is the first Pasuk, the first verse. Hilkach. So he read the first pasuk. He didn't have kavana. He didn't fulfill his obligation. He's got to go back and repeat it. Now, the even according to the opinion, he says mitzvot don't need kavana. So he's moda here, but he says, yeah, that's talking about kavana to be yotz in the mitzvah. Now. The Mishnah Berurah says Pasuk Rishon Uvaruch Shem Kvo Malchuto L'Moed Bechlal Pasuk Rishon. Uvaruch Shem is included with the first Pasuk. V'yesh Machmirin Ad Al Lebavecha. Some are Machmir, you have to come on Ad Al Lebavecha. V'shava Halam Utar L'Kotav Alicha Uvamida. So, alright, we will come to this shortly. Okay, so
how many times a day do you need to say Shema with Kavana?
I think we know the answer to this question. It's a trick question. All right, what do you think?
Yes, two times in the morning.
I mean, you say it with Shacharis, you say it in Maariv, right? Once in the morning.
Al-Amita.
You need to, right? So
it's three times, and you need Kavana for the Shema and Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, well,
all three times.
Well, here's the thing. So,
also?
Well, preferably when you go to the Mita. So again, Rashi learned that Kriya Shema Al-Amita was a backup Rashi learned that it was a backup for the Kriya Shema Shel Maariv, that they would daven Maariv not bizman. So you Yotzei, you Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema Al-Amita. Or late Maariv. So, but I would still try to have Kavana with the Shema before I go to sleep. But the Ikar is the one in Shacharis and the one in Maariv. That's the Ikar. Okay?
What about the one before in Shacharis?
What do you mean?
The Olam Yehei Adam one?
So again, so I don't, if that's not the one you yotze the mitzvah with, so I don't think it's like crucial, but I think it's always a good idea to have kavanah about everything you say.
Okay.
You know, not that I'm walking to shul, you know, I'm thinking about comics, something in the trips. I mean, hopefully you have kavanah for everything, but if you're asking me in order to be yotze the mitzvah, so then the yotze the mitzvah twice a day. Okay, then we're going to keep moving. We're going to run out of time. We're already running out of time. Let's go further. Now, the Gemara says,
Tanya,
Sumchus. Yeah. So Tanya, Sumchus, if you're marich with the word echad, you say it over a longer period of time, so you lengthen your days. Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov v'dalid. You have to be marich with the dalid. I'll explain in a minute. Amar Rashi v'achlo yachtof b'chet. You shouldn't cut off the chet, and like somebody who said the chet too quickly. Rabbi Yirmi Aviyatev Kamei Rabbi Chiyah Rabba. Rabbi Yirmi was sitting before Rabbi Chiyah Rabba. So Rabbi Yirmi is the Talmud. Rabbi Chiyah Rabba is the Rebbe. Chazi to have a marach tuva. So Rabbi Chiyah Rabba said Rabbi Yirmi is lengthening too much. Amalei came on the lichtei lamal lamato l'arba ruchot shemayim tulo srichat. Once your mamlech Hashem accepts God up in the shemayim and the earth and the arba ruchot shemayim, the four corners of the universe of the earth, he says, so you don't have to have any more kabbalah. Now, in terms of being marach with the dalit, what does it mean to be marek with the dalid? You know, I don't have time to go through this now, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it just means to have kavanah, just to think about the dalid. And when you say a consonant, you can't try to go further with a consonant. Or the Bach says it means like you'll exhale. It's like you'll say the breath, and then the breath will come out with dalid. But others want to say, and they quote this in the Moroda Daf Yomi, and that the dalid, the Teimanim, there's a difference between a dalid with a dagesh and a dalid without a dagesh. So Sfardim or Teimanim pronounce the dalid without the dagesh, with the dagesh is duh, and then without the dagesh is the. So then echad, then you can go late. Or someone is saying that they quoted Rav Sraya Dublitsky with this, that the dalid, which sounds like a zion, like
and,
well, yeah, well, now you heard Zine? It echaz without the dagesh, echaz. So it's, in a way it's similar. In other words, like how the letters are formed, like the and z. Right, in other words, the z is like two teeth together, and the is the tongue stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
And they quote the Dalin Zion is mechalik a lot, but they have one poem. He described Dublitsky, who's a big gadol in Beit Brak, by Ibn Gavirol, and it's a poem for the bee. And he says, like, you make a sound like we may do with the echad. So it's like, so instead it was like zzz, you know, that's what he goes. So chaz. Okay, I got to run. I don't have time anymore. I just got to go now. All right. Where are we up to? Yeah. Okay. So Amrav Nathan Bar Mar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Alav Avecha Bamida. So Alav Avecha Sakadai. Those words Elaima Ad Alav Avecha Bamida. Because Elachlo. So it means Bamida means if I'm walking or something like that, I have to stop. That will stop what you're doing. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kula Parsha Kula Bamida. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole first paragraph, in other words, I shouldn't be doing anything. In other words, I'm not walking, I'm doing anything. But as Rabbi Yochanan Tami, Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Kalaki Rabbi Yachan, Dama Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that the first paragraph have Kavana, so I can't be walking and doing things then. Okay, Tan Rabbana, Shema Yisrael Shem Lokenu, Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he'd be studying Torah day and night. And so it sounds like he wouldn't be even mafsik for davening, like Rabbi Shmuel, like the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, if he's Torah Manato, he is not mafsik for davening. So he says, Amalei Rav le Rabbi Chia. So Rav says, Rabbi Chia, lo chazin le Rabbi de makabalei omal chashamayim. He said, I never saw Rebbe when he was Makabal Malchut Shemayim. He just gave me the shiur the whole time. So Amarle Bar Pachti means Ben Gedolim B'Shasham Avir Yadam Al Panah Makabal Malchut Shemayim. So in other words, in the middle of the shiur, at one point in time, Rebbe would put his hands over his eyes, and that's when he's Makabal Malchut Shemayim, and he consumed the shiur. So Chozer B'Gomer Oino Chozer B'Gomer. So would he then complete, say, the whole Shema after the shiur or not? Now, a number of Mefarshim say that it means that it would be past the Zman already, but would he say the three paragraphs after the shiur is over? So after the shiur, which is not this month anymore, Bar Kapara Meir ain't a Chozer B'Gomer. It didn't bother. Rishim Rebbe Omer Chozer B'Gomer that he would do it. So it was hard to understand why he would do it. So I tell you, two Rabbi Yaakov Werblowski and Rabbi Sobolovsky, they both said to me, the Kesef Mishnah learns, it's the Chiddush Shita, that the Zman for Kriyat Shema is Din Rabbanan. And really, that the Zman for Kriyat Shema is like the whole day. It was just like at night, ubishach b'cha is the whole night you sleep. So b'kumecha, the whole day you're awake. So but the din of all the zmanim, that's a din to rabbanim. So according to that, that would be why you do it. Or Rabbi Sablovsky said to me, he might have done it. It's just like, it's like good. It's like mechlech to say those things. Okay, let's see further in Gemara. So Amalei Bar Kappara or Shimbi Rebbe. So Bar Kappara said to Rabbi Shimbi Rebbe. Rebbe's like a title, like gadol. B'shleim adidida minein achozer begomra. So I said he doesn't repeat it. Hainu demahadir Rebbe ashmaita did by Yitzis Mitzrayim. So in the shir, Rebbe would always mention something with Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he says it makes sense according to me that he mentioned it because that's it. El didata amar chozer begomra. But according to you, that he's repeating the three paragraphs afterwards. Lamali la dure. Why does he mention Zechiyus Mitzrayim in the middle of the shir? In other words, if he's going to repeat the three parshiot afterwards, why is he mentioning in the shir? So kedei lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim bizmana, because you wanted to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim bizmana. So and you see here also that the zman is shayach by zechiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim. All right, now. Amar Rabbi Ila b'Reid of Shmuel Bar Marta b'Shmei D'Rav Amar Shmuel Yisrael Shemukin of Shemukad B'Nenas B'Sheina. Now he and the Mefarshim say like this, means the person says Shema Yisrael Shemukin of Shemukad. It doesn't mean that he snoozes like he's totally sleeping, but he's like dozing when he's reciting the rest of Shema.
The rest of Shema.
Right. So Yetzai. So he's Yotzei. So Amalei Rav Nachman L'Daru Avde. Rav Nachman said to Daru, his servant, B'Psuka Kamat Siren. The first pasuk, like, you know, permission me. I want to make sure I'm up for the first pasuk. Tfeilo Tzaren. They have to leave me alone. So Amalei Rav Yosef L'Rav Yosef B'Reid the Rabba. So Rav Yosef said to somebody else, his name was Rav Yosef, who was Rabba's son, Avuch Heichi Hava Avid. How did your father conduct himself? Amar Leib Psuka Kama Hava Kam Mitzari Nafshe. The first pasuk, he Mitzari Nafshe, make sure he's like awake, good, everything. Tfeilo Hava Mitzari Nafshe. Okay, now Amar Rav Yosef Prakta Lo Yikra Kriyat Shema. Prakta is a person lying on his back. He shouldn't recite Shema while he's lying on his back, prone. So the Gemara says Mikra Hud Lo Nikri. So the implication is that he can't recite Shema. I'm being the Shapir Dami, but it's okay for him to sleep that way. But when Shuman Levi lying among the Ganiya parking, Shuman Levi would curse a person that lies on his back. So Rashi, well, you had everything already at this point. So you had the whole Gan Shas, right? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Prakta Shkolim Gabo Panal Mala, lying among the Ganiya parking, 8 lines to the bottom.
In Rashi,
Shemi Kashay Varo B'Toch Shnato. He might like get sexually stimulated in his sleep. Venir L'Rabim, everybody sees him, who Derek and I. It's like, doesn't look good. So he shouldn't like lie that way.
Lie on his back?
Right. It was, you know, so he says, so how can he say Prakta Lo Yikra Kriyat Shema? Prakta, you should never do Prakta. So Amri Migna Kimatsli Shapir Dami. That when he's like lying down, if he leans over a little on the side, then it's fine. He says, Mikra Avagam Damasli Nami Asur. So that's what he was talking about. He said Prakdan, he meant not that he's completely on his back, but he's a little bit on his side, but that's even that. But not for Shema, because it's Derek Gaiva. But Rabbi Yochanan Matzli Bikari, Rabbi Yochanan would lean a little bit and do it that way. Shani Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Basar Hav, he was very corpulent, so that's why he did it. And it was so for him, it wasn't a Gaiva, that's just what he needed. Okay, now, let's do the rap. Uveprakim Shuel Mechule. So we said, according to our mayor in the Mishnah, like.
Why not just sin and say?
What? I don't know what's going on.
Because you're allowed to lie down.
In other words, maybe maybe it's Kriyat Shema L'Mita. I don't know what's going on, but
maybe
in other words, I don't know about that. Now the.
I would assume it's Kriyat Shema L'Mita.
Okay. Now I got to run. I only have 1 minute. Otherwise, you're going to be on your own for this. Okay. So again, in the Mishnah, we had Machloket Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. There are Bar Pilkta Srachas. So we don't know what his Ramei or Shita is, but we know that he says Ba Prakim Shoam Ne Kavod Meshiv and Ba Emtsa Shoam Ne Yiro Meshiv. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says Ba Prakim Shoam Mechule. So Meshiv Ba Fatmai. What circumstances can you respond? Ilim Ne Kavod. If I say that I'm Shoam Ne Kavod and Meshiv Ne Kavod Ben Prakim, Hashem Mishal Shoyil. If I can initiate the greeting, so Adurim Bayis. So it goes without saying I can respond for the grounds. We think he means he's going down one step. So to initiate him, shalom neikavo. To respond, I can respond to everybody. So aim a sefer. Let's go to the next clause. So in the middle of prakim, he can answer because of yira and respond. So meishiv ma'apam mind. What circumstances? Ilim the yira hashem ishal shayla during vaya. So if obviously if I can be shalom the yira, I can respond to the yira. El neikavo. So we think that. So we think Rameir is saying Bein Aprakim like Mishol Minei Kavod Mishishul Lo Adam and Beemtz Aprakim Mishol Minei Yira Mishol Minei Kavod. So I had Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Did not Rabbi Yehuda Rameir Beemtz Mishol Minei Yira Mishim Minei Kavod Uvaprakim Mishol Minei Kavod Mishishul Lo Adam. So the words is Chisur Mesra Bahakitani. Is if there are words missing in the Mishnah, this is the way we should do it. Baprakim Mishol Minei Kavod Bein Sirich Lamar Shu Mishiv. In other words, Baprakim the Yes Kavod and it goes without saying he can be Mishiv. Okay, so that's it for tonight with the Daf Yomi. Okay, I'll see you later on Shabbos. This Shabbos, I think we're at should be 3:25. 3:25 this Shabbos, and that's it. We'll be around Shabbos. You'll say,
can I ask you a question?
Are you be around Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the question? Chop chop.
You said that Aha is saying that the Amar Ruchana, the saying Halacha Krabi Akiva, is going over here.
On the second,
it didn't say anywhere here Halacha Krabi Akiva, and it didn't have any Krabi Akiva here.
No. Let's go back.
That's it. I didn't see any Krabi Akiva in there, that's all.
Yeah, it's the sixth line. So we said. That's in other words, he said the halacha is the first paragraph. That's what he means. Not Rabbi Akiva, but he said the same idea. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he says in Ikabara for the first paragraph. It was the same concept. He didn't say exact words, but he said the first paragraph of Ikabara. Okay, that's it. Okay, we're good. I don't.